Blog Talk Radio.
Jacqueline has not signed in yet. She may be running just a little bit late. But I wanted to share with you some amazing things that are going on in the heavens right now. And it's something that's extremely rare. You may have been reading about it or hearing other people talking about it on the internet. And it's when two beautiful grand trines pirouette into a Star of David. And that's what we have going on in the heavens now. We're really going to be feeling it late tomorrow night and all of Tuesday when the moon is moving through Taurus. We have a grand trine in water. It's actually, I think it's a triple, and a grand trine in Earth. And this star tetrahedron is extremely rare. And what it points to is being able to manifest heaven on Earth, or your version of it. It also helps us to blend the masculine and feminine elements together. So those things that we want to create in reality can hold true and be very, very strong. Everyone is going to feel it on a different level depending on how this beautiful Star of David accesses your birth chart. It sets you up to really maybe go beyond what you've been thinking, what you've been doing, into a more sense of the miraculous you. And so I'm very excited to be able to do this show tonight. We're going to be taking some live readings on the air. And I hope that you'll have your birth date, year, time of birth, place of birth ready for us. And one profound question, we're going to try and take as many callers as we can. And hopefully Jacqueline will be signing in soon. Because I always love to hear her insight as well. She's just fabulous. As a matter of fact, we had a very interesting conversation this morning about my solar return, which was the 22nd of this month. And I was really appreciating her insights earlier this morning. So without further ado, I think I'm going to take the first caller. And the first caller is usually our first caller just about every week, my good friend Danielle from Asheville. Good evening, Danielle.
Hi, Aphrodite.
How are you doing?
I'm miserable.
What's the matter?
Well, just female stuff today. And I guess since my moon is in Scorpio and Saturn's there, does that cause problems with reproductive organs too?
It can. It can. Okay. Saturn is the planet of limitation. It's also the parenting planet. And, of course, the moon has to do with children and also childbearing and the cycles of the month, okay?
Yeah.
And you do have some squares right now with Saturn squaring the sun. The sun's in Leo at about 5 degrees, and Saturn's an exact square with it. Saturn's not exactly on your moon, but it's within 3 degrees. But what the moon is probably trying to do is illuminate something that maybe needs to be dealt with. You also have Saturn in trine to your Mercury and your Venus. And Venus is, of course, the planet of love. And, of course, that's what happens when two people come together, okay? So there's some balancing trines here. So have you been to see the doctor?
No, I don't see that there's anything they can do.
Okay. Well, my feeling is that, you know, sometimes when you go to see the doctor, there is something they can do. So if you're really having some problems in that area, you might want to go and check in with someone, have them look you over, see what's going on. Saturn is not a trigger planet. Saturn's a planet of process. Excuse me. But the sun can be a trigger planet, but usually it's the illuminator. So it's showing you some things that may need to be done. It's forming some inconjuncts to your vertex and your part of fortune, which I use the ancient part of fortune in Capricorn. So there can be some thickening of tissue here. And with Mars being in Cancer right now on top of your Venus, there can be an inflammatory process going on as well.
Well, on that solar arc report that you did, what's up with the things that showed up like 20 times?
The things that basically showed up there, that there was again, a lot that went on with the kidney, lots that goes on with the lumbar spine. That particular chakra in you has just been so sensitive now for so long. And it does show up because there's active midpoints in Ebertine's system. And these things that you already know, but the report itself just verified that. Okay, and you know you've been dealing with that. You've been getting the acupuncture. You've been going to the chiropractor. You've been trying to do your yoga, all that. But you have to remember that that area of the body also does take in the ovaries, okay? Because it's basically in that lumbar region. So the nerves that come out of your spinal column are what support those organs. But if you really feel you have a separate diagnosis going on here, it's probably a good idea to go and have a checkup just to see, because you know, you've already been in quite a bit of pain. You've been trying to push through it. So I think it would be a good idea for you to go and see a doctor. Do you have a doctor there in Asheville yet?
I see one on the 7th, but all they want to do is give me drugs. There's nothing there they'll do but that. So I just try and do the natural stuff and do as much as I can to help myself out. I'm tired of living like this.
I know, honey. Have you been seeing an acupuncturist?
No.
Well, I just think that if it's that bad, you need to see someone, whether it's alternative care or traditional care, to try and see if you can get some help for it. I know you're already taking things, you know, naturally to help your inflammation in your lower back. But, you know, again, with Mars being in Cancer, Mars, unfortunately, in Cancer is in its fall. So rather than activating you to go and see about it, it's probably been deactivating you. Don't let that happen. Saturn sitting on your moon says you need to be responsible for you, because right now you are your parent in the now, and you probably do need to go and see someone, at least have them look you over and make sure that what you believe is wrong is what's really wrong, and there's nothing else that's going on there, just to be on the safe side. Because this is being illuminated to you for a reason. Okay?
Okay.
And please call me, you know, I mean, I know you always call when I'm on the air and stuff like that, but please call me and let me know what's going on with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I love you very much, and I hope you feel better. I'll be sending you love, light, and prayers.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Ah, Jacqueline signed on. Great. Jacqueline!
Hi there!
I wish I could have gotten you in on the conversation I just had with Danielle, because it seems like now she's got another problem creeping up, OBGYN perhaps, and it's in the same chakra that's already giving her trouble. And so I really just encouraged her to go and see someone, because with Saturn sitting on her moon, she has to be her parent in the moment and the responsible thing to make sure that, you know, nothing's there that she doesn't know about, because the sun's squaring Saturn in her chart, illuminating the issue for her. But I gave her a good and healthy push and told her to call me over the next couple of days and let me know what's going on.
Well, I last week I had a feeling there was something going on gynecologically with her. And I think that's interesting that manifested, because I thought it was more than just your natural pain from physical bone structure going on there. So.
Yeah. She's been going through a tough time, that's for sure. We do have a lot of callers. I filled them in a little bit about the Star of David configuration and all that means. And so then I just started taking some calls because I didn't know. I said, well,
oh, and I apologize about the delay. We went on a bike ride, and there was a biker who needed our help, and so it deterred us from getting home in time. And I apologize, but, you know, the poor guy was stuck on the side of the road, so...
Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you helped the guy. So you showed up as a blessing in someone else's life again today. Beautiful.
Well, you know, every once in a while, but, you know, poor guy. I felt bad for him. So,
goodness.
We had to take him to Dan took him to the gas station and then came back and picked me up. So, took a little bit longer.
Wow. Great. But you made it happen. You ready to take a caller with me?
Absolutely. Let's go. I'm ready for it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, ladies. This is Ibaka. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Can you hear me okay?
It's somewhat. It's a little muffled, but I can hear you somewhat enough to understand you.
I had my headphones on. Is that any better?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Are you welcome?
So what's your birthday?
My birthday is 5853.
And what time were you born?
12:45 a.m. Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
And do you still live there?
No, I live in Colorado now.
I knew it.
Did
I couldn't hear your name in the beginning because you were too muffled. I know I have you on my system here, and I'm like, no, she lives in Colorado somewhere. I know she does. All right, so what can we do for you tonight? What do you want to know? How can we fill you in?
Okay, I want to know about these grand trines that are happening in this water and earth and how they're going to affect me. The reason why I actually called this show because you had the star David on there, and so that sounds interesting. And I don't know exactly how that would affect me, but I know that we're going to have a grand train in Jupiter, aren't we?
We do right now.
Are you involved in a relationship right now?
No.
Huh.
Not really. There's somebody that I met over a year ago, but we don't really communicate physically.
Hmm.
Well, it's interesting because the Grand Trine is going on, and there's actually a couple of things going on with all this water right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your Uranus is very, very close to the Grand Trine in water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in your seventh house of relationships, and that's what Jacqueline was referring to, that you could have a very sudden revelation regarding a relationship here, someone that would basically vibrate your soul frequency because it's in trine to your moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it might be somebody you already know or old and from your past returning because of your south node in Leo being there, and the sun is just getting ready to pass over within the next couple of days. It's going to be passing over that south node. And so with Mars passing over your Uranus and with the sun passing over your south node, I think some romance from the past is coming back to see you.
Well, would that be considered the past? I guess it would be considered the past. I met him over a year ago, but we never really, established anything like that because he was in a relationship. So...
I don't think it's him then.
You don't think it's him?
I don't think it's him.
Okay.
Nope. And it could just be again somebody that kind of surprises you and takes you off guard here.
You think it's somebody that I haven't met yet?
It could be. I look at this also as a kindred soul from the past, so the energy might feel very comfortable for you either. If it is a new one, you're going to feel very comfortable with them, like you've known them before, you've had this comfort zone that's there, is what I'm looking at. And it looks like, the way it's happening is it looks like it's a natural effect.
Well, there was this, a friend of mine told me about this young guy, this guy that he wanted me to meet, and I haven't met him yet, but he told me that he wanted to meet me, and I haven't met him yet, so I don't know.
Well, I'd bump up the volume on that, girlfriend. I would bump up the volume on that.
Right now is a good time as far as your love life is concerned. This is if you want to meet somebody, this is the time to get out there and meet them.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to, you know, like, press the issue. I said I'll let it just happen naturally. It'll probably, I mean, he's a very business, he's a business person. He's very busy, so I just didn't press the issue. So I just wait
but
until.
But you could still, you know, affirm it by saying, oh, I'd be delighted to meet him. Okay,
I
didn't press the issue. I just opened the door wide for them to basically bring it forward.
Yes, I did. I
okay, good.
You know, the things that he was sharing with me, I got a little, you know, kind of excited about. Not so much him, but what, you know, these things that he wanted to do, and he was telling him that he wanted to do, and it was kind of in alignment with some things that I enjoy. So, I don't know if it'll be a love relationship, you know, maybe a business relationship. I'm not sure.
Could be both.
Yeah, it could be both.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep us posted on this.
So that's affecting the grand trine, that
mm-hmm.
love relationship?
Yep.
Oh, yes,
and
it does.
And this is an effect for most of the summer. We're going to feel it. It has more of a long-reaching effect than most configurations. So it's not like you have to do it immediately, but because if you're moving into alignment, I would be doing it soon.
Okay. So when we say love relationship, you know, love versus romance, because romance doesn't always lead to love.
No, and this is not your fifth house of romance. This is your seventh house of one-to-one relationships and partnerships that we're talking about. The fifth house rules romance and dating.
Okay.
And so it is a one-to-one relationship. This is a longer-term connection than just a romance or a fleeting situation.
Oh, I see. So
that's why we don't want you to miss it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to say something this week then.
All right. Do that. Let us know. Call us next week and let us know what the scoop is.
Okay.
All right, honey, you have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love the lineup of all that water, boy.
Oh, yeah, I love the Pisces moon. I'm so prejudiced towards the Pisces moon. And, you know, she just had Chiron right there conjunct it. So, you know, there's that whole emotional transformation and change coming along with us, too.
Exactly, and envisioning new possibilities that relationships don't always have to begin and end the way they once did.
Absolutely. This is not going to be normal for her.
Which is a good thing. We like surprises. Absolutely. Sometimes, as long as they're pleasant surprises. You ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey, how are you going?
Hey. We were just talking about you today, my fiancé and I. He
you
listens
know,
to the show.
That's interesting. Everyone says something to me or thinks about something, I call the show. It's a synchronicity. And I wasn't
that's
even thinking about. I wasn't even thinking about you. It's like, oh, call the show. Oh, well, someone's thinking about me. Yeah, thank you.
See, now you know why you call.
That's right.
I was talking about you earlier.
Wow.
So, I don't have your birth information. So what's your birth date again?
March 24th.
And what year?
1964.
And the time?
11:54 p.m.
And the city?
Where I'm living right now?
Where you were born?
Well, Medicine Hat.
And where you live now?
Edmonton, Alberta.
That's what I thought.
Sure, thanks.
For some reason, it won't save my relocations, but it saves everything else. When you were born, you had Sag rising. Where you live now, you have Scorpio rising. And to me, that is a big difference because your original Sag rising was on the cusp, the Scorpio cusp. But where you live now, it's not within 3 degrees of sign change. It's actually a Scorpio ascendant, which is really nice because that's what gives you all your tremendous psychic ability and the good instincts that you often demonstrate in everything that you're doing right now. So.
Mm.
How do you spell Edmonton?
E-M-O-N-T-O-N.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. For some reason, I couldn't get it.
It's okay. It happened.
Okay. Now I see.
So how do you feel with this wonderful thing just hitting you, this wonderful configuration of the heavens hitting you, Jay? How's it been feeling for you?
Oh, it's been adventurous. Been fixing stuff here and there, but it's been calming, sometimes tiring in a way, but it's adventurous right now. It's adventure right now. That's what it is.
It really is. It's really awesome. It's really hitting you in a number of places here. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing someone romantically right now?
No, but I'm actually going to be maybe online dating or something like that, so let's see what happens with that.
That's great. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, and I do think this is a time for you to get out and meet new people. I think this is a transformation and change with that. I feel that there's more stronger friendships than anything else that are going to be brought from this. It's like you're drawing in or attracting people to you that can help you and that you can develop stronger relationships with during this period of time, especially with your communications, because I talked about Chiron being in Pisces in this whole effect, and your Chiron natally is in Pisces, and they are conjunct each other at this time, which is really a neat kind of thing. You really don't notice, with Neptune there, you really don't notice how you appear to other people, and you're more dynamic at this point in time than what you normally are. I was going more towards how's your health, because I think there's an old issue from the past returning as far as your health is concerned, and that's where my concern is some kind of rebalancing of your body or of your health at this point in time.
Hmm. Possibly, because I feel sluggish right now, so a bit sluggish.
You might want to detox your body or cleanse your body or start a new type of routine. I don't feel it's anything that is life-altering that you'll end up in the hospital with, but I do feel that your health is making a shift, and you've kind of rebalance your body out of it.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
Well, Mars is in Cancer in its fall right now, and that's your ruler is in Aries. And it has been squaring your sun for the last week or so. So that's a little bit of that sluggish energy there. So it's okay to be comfortable and enjoy yourself and not push, push, push. Okay? But the thing I like is Venus is sitting on Uranus in your ninth. And to me, you could, but through internet dating, meet somebody that surprisingly vibrates to your frequency and beats the same drummer as you do. Okay? And you could probably have a lot of fun with that person. Whether it's romantic or it's just you get a lot of laughter out of it, a lot of good sharing. So I'm really going to encourage you to do the internet dating. I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it's a great idea.
Thanks. I'm going to do it. Actually, I'm on it right now. So that was about a couple of weeks ago. So it's a great time to, like I said, for everyone to really harness the energy. I mean, it's very, very, how do you say
it? It is. It's amazing. And in your chart, the way it's set up right now, you have a very strong by transit mystic rectangle right in the center of your chart. And so your psychic stuff is really, really there.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks so much. Well, thanks so much again,
well, glad
ladies.
You called in. And keep us posted.
I will. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Yay. That's it, Aphrodite. Good luck.
Yeah,
get out there.
Thank you.
Get
I will.
There.
Thank
get
you. I will.
Bye.
Thank you much. Take care. Bye-bye.
He's such a trip. He really didn't sound as much like himself tonight, did he? I think we underestimate our ruler and the effect that it can have on us sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people do. I really do. I think a lot of people do.
A lot of people
they underestimate that ruler. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
I just automatically know what the ruler is.
I know. Sometimes we presume knowledge that other people lack. But we have to be careful with that because I don't want to get them confused. I want to illuminate them.
Oh, gosh. You know, that's an interesting thing. You know, that truly is. You just I never really thought that people wouldn't know what their ruler was, is of their sign. It's just something, after all these years, that I just never thought about. That's an interesting concept.
The reason that I like working with the rulers so much is that people that have strong rulership with a planet, that is like an event planet, okay, that has trigger planet energy involved in it, those people tend to go through a lot of changes. They tend to basically, they're more task-oriented. And the people that have a lot of the ponderous energy of the slow-moving planets, I find they're more process-oriented in how they work, the kind of relationships they embrace, and there's definitely a shift of consciousness.
Absolutely.
And I love to talk to them about that. Sometimes I think, like, oh, I have all these friends that are like ping pong balls. They're doing all this stuff, and I'm only doing this. I go, no. You're only doing that well, and you really have embraced every facet of it. You're fine. You're a different kind of personality. It's okay.
Absolutely.
I think that this person looks like they're from your area code down in Florida, but I think this is my good friend from Washington. Let me just see if I'm right.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station.
Ding, ding, ding. You win the grand prize.
Hi, Deb. How you doing?
I'm great. I have to tell you, first of all, before I forget, that I thought that was hysterical when you told that gal, pump up the volume on that one. That cracked me up. Anyway, but I'm easily amused sometimes.
Oh, that's a classic Aphrodite, though.
Oh, God. Well, I love her. She's just my buddy, my pal. She's just, I love her. I love every part of Aphrodite. She has the kindest heart of anyone I have ever known in my entire life. So.
Absolutely. She is a doll and a sweetheart. She doesn't realize how appreciated she is. You do realize that.
Well, I keep telling her, it's about damn time she realized it, okay?
Well, I had 79 people.
I had 79 people
wish me a happy birthday on Facebook. 79 people. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. You should. You should. Did you get my card?
I did. I got your card. I got gifts. I got phone calls. I was very happy to hear from everyone. And it's like I just didn't have enough time to call everybody back.
No, that's fine. I didn't expect to call back. It's just I saw that card and I went, oh, my gosh, you were the one that came to my mind when I picked up and read that card. And I thought, perfect, because I was, you know, I try to get cards like a month ahead. You know, I had so many birthdays in my life, you know, from different people. So, but anyway, well, I'm happy. I'm thrilled that you had a great birthday. You deserve it. You really do. So,
Thank you. I'm wondering about this year, and Jack and I had a long conversation about my solar return this morning because it's a bit ambitious this year for me. But
you know what? You need to call me, girlfriend, and talk to me about it because I would love to hear all about your grand prize.
Oh, yeah.
There's more than grand prize in her tarp this year.
Well, I truly want to hear about it. You know, it's not always about me. So I want to hear about you.
All right, great. Got it, girl.
All right. Well, I just want to know, I mean, you and I, you know, I've had readings from you recently and all that, but it was concentrated more on the business and all of that. So I kind of got excited when you told that woman, pump up the volume. I want to know if, you know, this grand trine or something's going to affect, you know, anything for me romantically. I want to know if I need to pump up a volume somewhere.
Okay. Well, for me, I have to take and ask you for your birth information again. I'm still having computer issues. So.
Okay, it's March 14th, 1954, 11:35 p.m., Carlisle, Pennsylvania. You know, there have been several times when I've been told someone's going to be coming into my life, and it hasn't happened. So I realize that's probably me, you know, and not...
Yeah, but you've been executing a lot of very positive changes recently, so I think you're on the right track here. She lives in Washington State now, Jacqueline. She lives in a city that's got a very weird name, and it's P-U-Y-A-L-L...
Hold on. Hold on. Let's go back. Try it again. Okay.
It's P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P.
Uh-huh.
Washington.
It's P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P.
She's got it.
Yeah.
P-U-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It sounded like you said E. Okay, cool.
It's all good.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Well,
yep.
You know, it's interesting because I do think there's a shift and a change going on. I don't think it's going to be pump up the volume right at the moment for you. But when Uranus goes direct at the end of the year, it's going to pass into your fifth house of romance and dating. And that's when I think that it's really going to make that shift for you.
Okay.
It's retrograding now. It's going to be sitting right on your Mercury. And
mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of things from the past that you're going to expect them to be the same a little bit in this cycle. But when it goes forward, you're going to take all your lust for life and all your zest and all your good sense of humor, and you're going to be sharing it with somebody is what I think.
Yep. I agree with her.
Well, I just hope they appreciate it. That tends to be a little bit of a problem for me in the past.
That most of your life you have been, I want to say you have been an extraordinary parent and mentor almost all your life. And I think that because of your strengths and because of your devotion, there was times you weren't even really looking for it. You weren't looking to be appreciated
sure.
so much as you were doing.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
And now you've entered a different phase, and you're finally finding time for you, Dev. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah. No, I have been mm-hmm. doing for me. Yeah, I have been.
And that
doing
is
for
a
me.
Good thing at this point in time. I would continue on with that. This grand trine really empowers you personally. You know, your psychic abilities are really heightened, honey. Okay?
Yeah.
With this transit. And so this is really a time of empowering you before getting involved in that relationship.
Oh,
and
okay.
really having the confidence within yourself that you're really charged and know what you're doing. So this is a great timing as far as really centering yourself and being happy with yourself and what you're doing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I have been doing
that. And
you're
not going to have any problem if the wrong person approaches you, telling them to go chase their tail. You're not going to have any problem with that.
If I have any problem, what? I'm sorry?
I said you're not going to have any problem if the wrong person approaches you to tell them to go chase their tail. You're going to see right through.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah, I've never had any problem with that. at least not for many years.
It's even more powerful now.
That's kind of scary because I intimidate the hell out of men anyway, so I don't know. That should be very interesting. And maybe I'll meet Zeus himself, right?
Well, I think you need to, as Jack was saying before about you, okay, I think that, you know, you need to be with someone who is so confident in themselves that they appreciate your strength rather than are intimidated by it. I just think that, again, a lot of it has to do with personality type that you do attract, and now you're very aware of what you need.
Right.
It's nice fire energy is working with you, too, because Uranus is basically forming trines to your Mars this year. And I think because of that, good people can come out of nowhere and become friends. It's just going to be really nice this time for you this year. A lot more independence, a lot more spontaneity in the way you're doing things, just better.
Okay. Any idea of, you know, what venue or how I'm going to meet someone or the best venue to...
I don't think you have to do anything. I just think you have to be you, and it's going to be out of the blue again. We're talking about the Uranus effect. With Uranus, you know, it just kind of jumps in front of you. So you just have to be open to it for it to jump in front of you.
All right. Well, yeah. That's exciting. Well, and I have a few months to prepare for it and get my other priorities taken care of first. So that's good.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's the point, is that it's going to bring it at a great timing for you. You look at the universe, it's giving it a perfect timing of when they draw this person into you.
Yes, good. All right, well, I will let you guys get to another caller. Thank you so much, and Jacqueline, I'm glad you showed up.
Oh, I'm sorry for being late. I feel bad for being late.
But see, you did your good deed for the day. You rescued someone.
All right, well, God bless
so
you, honey. I'll chat with you soon. Okay.
All right, yeah, call me. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. She's such a trip. Good friends, you know? Good friends, you know, you want to hold on to them as long as you can. I tell you what, she's been a darling. She's been a darling for a long time. Long time.
Oh, look at that. She's got such a sweet chart. How can she not be?
Exactly. Exactly. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air. Hello? For some reason, they're not picking up the call, so...
Hello, can you hear me now?
There she is.
Okay,
I'm just going to put you on hold to see if I can get you back, okay? All right, great.
No, I have to apologize. I looked at my phone, and I somehow must have hit the mute button by mistake, and I am so sorry.
No, we're glad we caught you. How you doing tonight?
Just fine, thank you. And I like the theme of the show. I'm also curious as to what this grand trine will do for me. My birth date is May 26, 1956, and I was born at 3:30 p.m. in Brooklyn, New York.
And where do you live now?
In New York City, but a different part.
Aha, the plot thickens. You're a New Yorker through and through. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, actually, now I am, but I did live elsewhere, and I moved back. That doesn't make a difference at this point, though, does it?
Of course it does, because you know what? Of course it matters. I mean, you want to go and experience other things, but sometimes you just want to go back to the vibration that suits you best.
Yes.
And I have to say this about New York. It does have one degree of heartache for you, but emotionally it's a very bonding state for you. Because it is a Sagittarius state and because you do have a Sagittarius moon, it really is a good bonding effect for you. There's a bittersweetness to it, but don't let the one degree affect the 29 degrees of goodness in it. Okay?
Here you go.
Okay.
I see that.
I do truly feel that it's your home, New York is, so...
After living elsewhere, I realize there's a lot here that I have come to appreciate that you can't find elsewhere.
It's meant for you. Emotionally, there's a nice bonding there. You know, you have this wonderful opposition with your Venus, and it really makes it for a nice effect there. Again, there is, you know, a certain amount of sorrow that comes along with living there, but it's minimal comparatively to the comfort that it does give you.
I'll keep that in mind.
I don't think you'll be as happy in another state, is what I'm trying to say. Maybe another country, but not another state.
Uh-huh. The Grand Trine water is really embracing your Venus, your planet of love.
What do you do for a living?
The arts.
Well, these days, I do development work for a nonprofit, so that's a lot of grant writing and reporting.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any hands-on work with them?
No. I work with the program managers, but I don't do the programs themselves.
I'd like to see you see the effects of what you do.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
So would I.
would
I really
so
think you
happy.
Need to get down in the trenches. Yeah, I really think you need to get down in the trenches a little bit more with your work, because I think that's where you're losing a little bit of the, you know, grant writing, I love you for it. You know, you're a great humanitarian. You can see things. that other people can't. You're extremely intelligent, so you can decipher things that other people can't and really come out with a creative way of making it come out really nicely. Writing is an awesome thing for you, period, okay? And especially grant writing to help others. But you really, at this point in time, this grand trine is really desiring more of what am I doing? How am I helping others? And so I think you really need to, you know, take a tour and see what your grants have given these people and what they've done, even if you do it on your own time. I really think you need to see what effects you're actually making on a personal life basis to an individual. And I think it will motivate you and inspire you.
Now, do you have family there that you spend a lot of time with?
No, I don't. My family, a lot of them have passed away. I'm the only one left.
Do you have any spiritual family there?
Some, yeah.
It seems like that's going to blossom a bit more for you. I think you're going to experience more with a spiritual family. And have you thought of basically taking a trip somewhere? It's kind of inspiring.
I would love to, but I have... finances are a problem.
Okay. I wouldn't throw it away. I put it on the back burner for now, knowing that you will take that trip.
Ah. You see a time frame?
Okay. I want to say within the year. And I think that it's important for you because it's a gift you want to give yourself. And somehow involved in that trip is a sense of devotion that you've been seeking for a long time and couldn't find anywhere else.
So it sounds like it's a spiritual thing.
Totally. And I think it's going to happen before Jupiter leaves Cancer.
Absolutely.
Yep. Before this time next year, you're going to basically take that trip, and you're going to be so excited.
And I do feel like Aphrodite, I feel this is like a spiritual journey. You might be going to a retreat or something that is recharging or inspirational for you, something that has, and it doesn't have to be like a yoga camp or something like that. It has to be intellectually stimulating for you. It has to be within the mind and understanding the mind and the consciousness of the mind, because you definitely have a look at, you know, you're an intellectual kind of girl. But, yeah, there's going to be, I agree with Aphrodite about this trip, and I think it's going to recharge you as well. I think there's a real strong inspiration, so I would be looking at where you're going to take this trip within the next year.
I already have a couple of destinations in mind. It's something I've been thinking about for a while. One was Slinghorn, Scotland, or else a tour of the pagan sites in Ireland.
Beautiful. Mm. And you have ancestors that come from that area?
Yes.
Yeah, because the Cancer constellation will often honor the ancestors of the soul. And so I really think that you're really on the right track here. This is going to be so amazing. So amazing.
This is wonderful.
And I tell you what, your chart really, you know, you have to, as Jacqueline pointed out, you're very much coming from the heart in a lot of ways. You're a very sincere person. But you cannot be bored. Oof. Being bored for you is like punishment. Wow.
Yeah.
You have to
it's
be
stimulated
here.
Always in motion. Absolutely. Always in motion. You have to always be in motion. You always have to be doing something.
Yeah. No, if I get bored, I get depressed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can't have that.
When you stop the motion, that causes a problem because your chart naturally, it's got such air to it. It's always moving. It's got the air. You've got the Libra rising. You've got the Sun and Mercury in Gemini, and you've got the Mars in Aquarius. So things always have to be moving. If they are not in movement, you must be sleeping, or else you'll get depressed, and that's the whole point, is to stay away from that.
Yes. That's interesting. I didn't know that showed up in my chart, but that is a big theme in my life where it's things get stagnant, I do get depressed.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Or you get restless
or both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted and everything, and we're glad you called in tonight.
I'll send you a postcard from Scotland or Ireland when I get there.
We'll be expecting it.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
That would be an awesome trip for her.
I know it. I know it. I feel like it's kind of like a dream that's supposed to be coming true.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's really going to feel a sense of connectedness to her spiritual roots.
Absolutely.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay, I am.
Good evening.
Hello?
This is the Illumination Station. Hi, how you doing tonight?
Hi, good. I just wanted to confirm with you. I'm phoning from Ireland, so it's a confirmation for your reader before. She should definitely come. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
The cosmos work in interesting ways.
Yeah, yes. It's so funny. I was like, I'm sure I'm next. Cool. I was wondering if I could ask a question in regards to location, actually. Shall I give you my birthday?
Yes, what is your birthday?
Yeah. It's the 6th of January, 85, and I was born at 7:14 a.m. in Bristol, UK.
A.M.?
A.M., yeah.
UK, huh?
Yeah.
Are you spelling Bristol, B-R-I-S-T-O-L?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Alrighty then. It shows up as England on our system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I saw that.
Okay. And where do you live now in Ireland, hon?
I live on the west coast in Galway.
Spell that for me.
It's J-A-L-W-A-Y.
J-A-W. Okay.
J-A-L.
J-A-L-W-A. Now that I don't have.
J-A-L-W-A-Y. Galway.
Okay, it's a G, not a J.
Are you sure it's not G?
It's a G, not a J, yes. Okay.
I'm sorry. England's a little bit different. We do things different.
No, I'm French, and I always mix them up, so actually.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Look at this. Unbelievable. The Grand Trine water is hitting you so strong right now. Wow.
Holy
I mean, wherever you're led to go, honey, wherever you're led to go, you need to go. Wow.
Why do you want to leave England?
You.
Sorry?
Oh, she wants to leave Ireland.
Why do you want to leave Ireland?
It's not that I want to leave it. It's just I'm more confused as to where to live. I grew up in France, and I was born in England, and my mom's French, and my dad was born in Tunisia, so I'm already kind of from a big mix of places, which makes me nomadic by nature, but I'm finding at the moment I want to move house, and I'm just not sure where to go, really. And I was just wondering if there was anything, because you said to a few people about, you know, where their rising sign was and where it was best for them, and I found that very interesting.
Well, still trying to figure out where I could say this about you. You need to have mountains and water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a diversity there in the first place as it is because of the mountains and the water, okay? Large bodies of water, as a matter of fact. Both of those work really well for you. I'm trying to, you know, picking one location for you would be challenging.
Okay.
So,
you know what,
yeah,
I recommend pick a place that speaks to your heart and be close to an airport.
Yeah, that's it. Be close to an airport. Absolutely.
That's brilliant.
I like that.
I'm going to look briefly at your progressed astrocartography here to see if I can come up with something here for you. And because you're living in Ireland, I'm going to pick that one first. And I'm going to try and spread out this chart, see if I can zoom out enough to get some power lines for you. Right. This is something, if you wanted me to do something, I'd rather do it like in a lot more detail. But
yeah.
Jack and I have the same program. We can both do this kind of work, but we can look where you have power lines for things like love and romance, vocation, career, friendship and family, inspiration. And we can do a workup like that and really find a nice place for it where you have a lot of good power lines and a lot of good statistical scores to move there. And sometimes it's great to know, and then there's this little report that we can create that actually tells you how it's going to feel to you for the first 13 lunar months when you move there.
Okay. Oh, that's so interesting.
And I've relocated a lot of people over the last couple of years, because it seems like over the last couple of years when we had Uranus entered Aries and Pluto entered Capricorn, a lot of people have been on the move. They've been trying more and more to move where they're empowered and where they still feel that energy of the I am presence, both.
Mm. Yeah.
And right now, one of the reasons why it's going on with you as far as the restlessness is concerned is this little Uranus effect that we've been talking about. Uranus went retrograde just recently, but even before that, it was hitting you and giving you a T-square between your sun, your moon, and that Uranus, okay? So it's, you're getting a restlessness because of being in the same routine or being in the, doing the same thing. Here again, you're a traveler by trade, if you haven't noticed, by the way Aphrodite said that, be close to an airport. You're a traveler by trade. Your home is made where you make it, okay, with it being your Cancer moon. Your home is made, you make a home wherever you are, is what I'm trying to say,
yeah.
Okay? And you make yourself very comfortable wherever you're at. And so here again, with that effect, I think that, you know, again, for to find another place that will bring you bliss, it, again, would be fleeting for you. I think that you move to different locations to get different experiences and then move on, okay,
mm-hmm.
because of the restlessness, and usually it cycles over that you need to move on and see something new, okay?
Yes, it's big healing processing as well for me. When I go to different locations, I really notice big, big shifts. So,
right.
Yeah.
And that's part of how you grow and change and how you evolve in your life. That's, you know, there's never, you know, some people could stay in the same town from the day they're born to the day they die. That would never be you, okay?
Yeah.
You are.
That's so true.
You have these cycles that you have to go through to travel, to grow and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of what you're feeling. And I think the T-square is kind of knocking at the door saying, hey, I think you need to take a look at this and see where your next adventure is going to be.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And
I think
in relation to, because I think my Saturn returns coming up, is that also related?
Well, right now you have Saturn sitting on your Pluto today, the planet of empowerment, okay? Your Saturn return comes in late next year when Pluto is going to be passing over your Sun. So if you're going to invest in property and make a real move where you really invest in the land and the property that you're on, I think it's going to be the end of next year anyway. Because what's going to set you up so that you'll have a place for about a decade, but I'm going to caution you, you need to be near a railway, an airport, because as Jacqueline pointed out, there's no way you're going to end up retiring somewhere, okay? You're going to,
yes.
You do, you're going to want to move around a lot in between, and you get a timeshare so you can stay someplace for a couple of weeks in the future or something like that.
Cool. Okay, so hopefully make it big and have houses everywhere.
Yes, because you also have Neptune is going to be hovering around your Venus, okay, for another year too. So it's all about artistic creativity, developing some of your clairvoyant faculties even more fine-tuned. And you see even a greater closeness with family, whether they're near or far.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling is that you're going to really still enjoy that reconnection with family, even if you do it virtually, like through the computer or through phone calls, okay, or through visits where you have to go back home. But I just feel there's going to be a lot of good things about family coming in right now for you, even if you don't move.
Okay,
the end of next year is a better time to make a physical change.
Okay.
Yes.
That's really good. Thank you so much. That's so kind and brilliant. It's really good. You're beautiful. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. We're glad you called in tonight. Hopefully the other caller that was ahead your way was listening.
Yeah. Great, isn't it? Beautiful synchronicity. Well, thank you so much, and lots of love to you both.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye. God bless.
Bye. Bye. amazing.
You just got to love the cosmos when they do this.
The thing I love about astrology is you can see all facets of a person's life simultaneously and how they're kind of feeding each other or trying to separate themselves. I just love it's like to other people like a panoramic view, or playing the video game and being all the characters.
Yeah, there you go, being all the characters.
I say that knowing I have Gemini overload in my eighth, okay?
Yeah, you do.
But it's all good. Well, we only have a few minutes left of the show. I think we should tell people where they can find us, because the last couple of shows we haven't had that opportunity.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. And how about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. Now, Jacqueline, tell people a little bit about what you do, okay, being, you know, like I am, this is your career, okay, how you approach your readings and what you do a little bit. Give them a little information. I think a lot of times we don't have the time to tell people that, and I think sometimes a person needs a little bit longer than a couple of minutes on the air to really, like, get a strong feeling for where they're headed.
Well, and you know, what my whole goal is to empower each and every individual to make the best choices for their own satisfaction in their life, to empower them and see, you know, astrology is such a great thing at showing what your advantages and disadvantages are, and really empowering those advantages and caressing the disadvantages really works, you know, and knowing that, you know, okay, I know I have a default mechanism here that's always going to react, but now I can try and work with that so it doesn't cause me problems in my life. My background is as a behaviorist. Before I did this, that's what I was. So, you know, I like seeing people improve their lives and have a happy life. This is a journey. It's not a destination. And we all have our own journeys that have both good and bad in it. And supporting people through the hard times and empowering them to really use their assets is really what I do.
Totally. Now, Jacqueline and I have some of the best programming on the planet, but we also use our psychic ability, our intuitive ability to interpret that for you. We can do things like help you with relocation. We can help you with compatibilities. We can kind of look at your progress chart and see how maybe your interests or those things that are drawing you is now going through a change. There's many things that we can do, and so when we set our private appointments, we talk to you first. We want to know what you need, what we can tap into to help you the best possible ability. We record our readings, and we get you the recording at no extra cost. And we want you to know that we are here for you all the time. This is what we do. So if you're listening to the show and you feel like you want something more in-depth, I usually try and put our phone numbers on the description of the episode every week. So please, please call us if you need more help or you just want to look at some possibilities for yourself or making a big change of address. If you're looking for that love of your life and you want to know if it's time to pursue romance or time to go on a vision quest, we'll tell you that too.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many different ways. The internet works for some people and it doesn't work for others. And, you know, sometimes it is a vision quest. Sometimes it is meditation and things like this that can draw the individual in. And your chart is so specifically tailored towards that. And as Aphrodite was saying, that this is our psychic abilities are part of it. It is an art as well as a science. And each one of us is going to bring out our, you know, individual, that is an astrologer, is going to bring out specific talents of what they see and what they, you know, what they can help you with. So especially, you know, when it comes to relationships and things like this.
And, of course, we're here usually every Sunday from 6 to 7. I am going to be having a couple of specials on, and I'll have those announced on my website and on Facebook. You can meet both Jacqueline and I on Facebook if you wish, and or just give us a call. And we are there for you, and wishing you the best, and really enjoy this wonderful Star of David, this star tetrahedron that is out there right now. It's in effect for several months. So make your dreams happen. Don't be afraid to spend your time, your energy, and your effort to follow the dream. It's deepest in your soul, because they're just waiting for you.
This is the time to do it. Set those fears free and boldly move forward, because this is the power that's being given at this point in time. So, everybody, follow your dreams.
Amen, and good night, everyone.
Good night.